Explore the Heights, episode 27.
Explore the Heights, where you are inspired to be more, do more, and give more. Presented by Felix and George.
Hello and welcome to Explore the Heights with Felix and George. This is episode 27, how to maintain a healthy mind and wellness.
This is a very, very important topic, and I encourage the listeners to pick out of this podcast vital information to change the trajectory of their lives. A very, very, very important subject. I don't think I have said this in any of the other podcasts, but I'm putting this out there up front that it is a very, very, very important subject, because we're going to be talking about the mind and we're going to be talking about wellness. You see, a healthy mind is the key to happiness, your progress, peace, energy, long-lasting relationships, successful business decisions, problem solving, and stable emotions. You see, your mind holds the key to how well or poorly you will do in life. A healthy mind depends on how it is fed and what you feed it with. Just like we feed our bodies with nutritious or junk food, we can feed the mind with a healthy dose of possibility and empowering thoughts. We exercise and develop our minds by the quality of what we watch, what we read, what we listen to, what we give our attention to, and the type of people we hang around most of the time, and the types of problems we solve. Eleanor Roosevelt, regarding the mind, observed, she said, "Great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people." Let me repeat that, because this is profound. Great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people. I believe you know where you fall, which bracket you fall into as you think through this. You see, the mind is divided into two parts. The conscious mind is the part of you that thinks and reasons. It is where our sensory factors and intellectual faculties lie. Sensory factors allow us to communicate with the outside world through sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste. When we allow outside stimuli to direct our thoughts, we tend to focus on what is rather than what can be. On the other hand, our intellectual faculties, which reflects our will and imagination, allow us to direct our energy. So by focusing on our intellectual faculties, we can build any idea or thought we want. Our free will, where we decide what we want to do and what we want to focus on, all comes from our conscious mind. Note that the conscious mind can accept or reject any idea coming to it from external sources. And this is very, very important. No person or circumstance can force you to think any thoughts you do not want. Very, very important. I want to repeat that. No person or circumstance can force you to think any thoughts you do not want. The thoughts you choose, whether they come from outside or inside, will eventually determine your results in life. You see, as you accept a thought, it is impressed upon your subconscious mind. So allow me to talk briefly about what the subconscious mind is all about. The subconscious mind is your conditioned mind. It is the repository of all the pictures, the emotions, the experiences, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That is where they reside. Every thought or word your conscious mind chooses to accept, whether it is true or not, the subconscious mind must accept. The subconscious mind, also referred to as your emotional mind, has no ability to reject anything suggested to it. This part of your mind knows no limits except those you choose. Therefore, any thought you consciously impress upon the subconscious mind over and over again through affirmations become fixed in there. Your fixed ideas automatically express themselves in feelings and actions until you replace it. These fixed ideas are what we commonly refer to as habits. When you focus and do something over and over and over again, it becomes a habit, and your habits are triggers of action or inaction. When your subconscious mind, which is also your emotional mind, has a different belief system than what you are wishing for, your beliefs will win because they are stronger than your desires. Therefore, a healthy mind will take you places and cause you to do amazing things with your life. It is especially important how you use your mind. You should begin to reprogram your mind with the positive beliefs you want. So here is something to reflect on. We put thoughts or ideas into our mind. So your thoughts become an idea. Those ideas are impressed upon the subconscious mind. It causes emotions. You become emotionally involved in the idea. These ideas or the emotions trigger, okay, action. And the actions are the ones that create the conditions, the circumstances, or the environment for results. And therefore, whatever you are thinking about, that is why it is important to have a healthy mind. Whatever you put into your mind causes reaction, and it can either give you the results or alter those results. So that is about the mind. Now let's talk about what wellness is all about. What is wellness? Wellness is the act of practicing healthy habits daily to attain better physical and mental health outcomes. So instead of just surviving, you are thriving. You see, the Global Wellness Institute defines wellness as the active pursuit of activities, choices, and lifestyles that lead to a state of holistic health. Wellness is not a passive or a static state, but rather an active pursuit that is associated with intentions, your choices, and actions. And so as we move towards the optimal state of health and well-being, it is important that you think about wellness as that holistic way of looking at life. Wellness is linked to holistic health. That is, it extends beyond just physical health and incorporates many different dimensions that should work in harmony. So I just want to take us through the wellness continuum. You see, wellness is multidimensional. So when we talk about wellness, we're saying the physical, you know, a healthy body through exercise, nutrition, and sleep. That is one dimension. The other dimension is mental, engagement with the world through learning, problem solving, and creativity. The third dimension is emotional, being in touch with, aware of, accepting of, and able to express your feelings and those of others. Another dimension of wellness is spiritual, our search for meaning and purpose in human existence. The other one is called social, connecting with, interacting with, and contributing to other people and our communities. And the last but not the least is environmental, a healthy physical environment free of hazards, awareness of the role we play in bettering rather than denigrating the natural environment. You see, Dr. Jack Travis, he's one of the pioneers of modern wellness movement in the late 1970s. He suggested the optimal state of well-being, and he says it emanates from wellness paradigms. And what do we really mean by a wellness paradigm? You see, people who engage in wellness talk about thriving instead of just feeling better. They talk about maintaining and improving their health rather than doing all the wrong things and then begin to treat and cure the illness. They talk of preventing illness rather than waiting to correct it. They talk about holistic health. And they believe that for them to be well, it takes individual responsibility. And they look at wellness as integrated into our lives. So that is what wellness is all about. You don't wait to be sick. You prevent sickness. You learn the habits and the things you should do so that you can be well. So with that, I think let's look at how do we maintain a healthy mind. And so, Felix, do you want to take a crack at this before I talk about some of the points that I've come up with? How do you maintain a healthy mind?
Yes, sure. Not a problem. So let's get started in this particular section by going through some of the things that I think that are important in keeping a healthy mind. So what have we got here? We have, first thing is meditation. Something that I never really took seriously until very recent. It's a way to declutter your mind. It's a way to clean up. Sort of like if you had a computer, you would run a disk cleanup or defragmentation wizard if you're using an older version of Windows, for example. In a normal real-world example, you would hoover your house. We need that sort of treatment for our own mind as well. And usually, yes, your mind will do that automatically whilst you sleep. But also good to do it whilst we're awake too, because sometimes things can get on top of us and it can get quite difficult. So that's the first one. If you can, do some meditation. You can use, there are apps, I've mentioned them before. I won't go into too much detail, but some of those include stuff like Headspace and Calm, just for example. The next thing on my list is to read often. Yes, reading often is very good for us because it allows you to continuously learn and improve your knowledge, and not more knowledge is always useful. But more importantly, for some people who might be considered slightly older and maybe not active as they used to be, to keep your mind active, you need to keep your mind going. It needs to be doing new things. That's why you may find that people take up hobbies or take up a new skill or learn a new skill to improve, you know, what they already know. So if you read often, it keeps your mind sharp, and you know, you can do puzzles such as crosswords and stuff like that. That's always good. And you don't have to be, you know, there's always stigma about how our crosswords are for what could considered as older people, but everyone should take part in them because it keeps your mind sharp and it keeps you going. So that's the second one, reading. Take care of stress. We all go through difficult times, and again, we've spoken about this on previous podcast. And you don't always realize that it's you're stressed until it's on top of you. Realize, or at least examine yourself daily and look at what's going on around you. Am I stressed? Am I tired? Am I experiencing symptoms of burnout? How do I fix that? You start doing stuff like that, you are keeping yourself going. You're getting you're keeping your mind looked after, and more importantly, a calm mind allows you to have a happy life. So go forward and keep your mind healthy.
Very, very good. Very good, the points that you've talked about. Here are a few points that I have here. Get into an exercise regime, doing what works for you. You know, I like to, I have a small gym in my basement. So a couple of days in a week, at least three times or four times in a week, I will exercise in the morning. When I'm not able to do that, I will just take walks. So get into an exercise regime because it sharpens your mind. You should engage in continuous learning and development. The mind needs to be developed. So we do that through learning and development these days of various online development programs. You can get yourself involved in that, and it sharpens your mind as you do that. Maintain a positive attitude. You know, this will lead to a greater sense of well-being. You know, I have heard people say that positivity is not a strategy. It is a strategy. During the times of the pandemic, I mean, people are really craving to be positive in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of pain, in the midst of job losses and all that. So I believe that depending on your perspective, a positive attitude, positivity is a strategy. Minimize alcohol intake if you take it, because too much of that can deplete your mind and can impact your mind. intentionally, I don't say this lightly, intentionally do away with negativity. There is too much negativity in our world. The news media is full of negative news. It's quite interesting that people tend to gravitate towards negativity than positivity. So negative news really, really sells. So intentionally do away with negativity. Eat nutritious foods and balanced foods because it helps in maintaining a healthy mind. Maintain a growth mindset. A growth mindset says that, you know what? There's so much more that I can learn. Continuous personal development is important. So a growth mindset says that, you know what? I should grow in my mind. I should grow in a number of things. I should grow in my business. I should grow in my problem solving and all those. So people who maintain a growth mindset are able to develop a healthy mind. Be grateful always, even for the small things. You know, gratitude is very, very important. And as you are grateful for the small things, your mind is energized, gives you energy to do some other things. Develop a good opinion of yourself. This is about self-esteem. You know, when you have a high self-esteem, your mind is sharp, your mind gets into gear, it triggers you to do amazing things. Focus on what you can control. There are things that are within our control. Focus on that. And the things that you cannot control, let it go. Turn your obstacles into opportunities. You know, obstacles are springboards to opportunities. It's all about perspective. A number of the technological advancements and things that we enjoy currently came out of obstacles. So turn your obstacles into opportunities. Don't believe everything you think, you know, because we do a lot of thinking. Don't believe everything you think. Let me put it in this way. Doubt your doubts. Because, you know, some of the doubts are not correct. You're doubting something. So doubt your doubts. And any doubt that is not taking you anywhere, doubt it and let it go. Minimize your screen time. We've said whatever you are watching is affecting you mentally. Watch positive things. You know, these days of social media, people sending pictures to you, people watching things that are not taking them anywhere, watching various soap operas, spending too much time on television and all that. Minimize your screen time because whatever you are watching is impacting the quality of your mind. Meditate. I think, Felix, you talked about it. Meditate on the right stuff. So I don't have to say much about meditation. Go for walks you enjoy. I really love walking, you know. I like to enjoy nature. So I take walks and I like the water bodies. So I go to the various water bodies and I just enjoy that because I get a kick out of doing that. Then you should rise early and set your mind on things that are positive and nurture your soul. Rise up early. I'm an early riser. And so I get up early, read a few things, do my meditation, and that works for me. Empty your mind of the day's challenges before you go to bed. Some people take to bed in their sleep all the things that have happened during the day, the challenges of the day, so they don't sleep well. So try to empty your mind, leave it there. It's a day, the day is done. Let it go and have a fantastic sleep. Associate with people or friends who nourish your soul. You know, there are people who just deplete your soul, just deplete you of energy because of the negativity, because of just focusing on the things that have gone wrong and all that. Please, detoxify your friendships and only associate with people or friends who nourish your soul. And you know what? The last but not the least in how to maintain a healthy, healthy mind is find a passion project or a creative project outlet that you channel your energy to. So those are some ideas on how to maintain a healthy mind. So now let's look at how to maintain wellness. I know that some of the things we've already talked about will also fit in maintaining wellness. But Felix, again, you take a crack at this. How do we maintain wellness? Having described wellness as being holistic.
Yes, sure. So I will just go through some of these. Don't have many because I think you've covered a lot of them because, again, they cross paths, don't they?
Yeah.
So you said about rising early. I would say that set a routine. Know that you go to bed at a specific time. Know that you're going to put a specific time, and you've got so much planned. In fact, I'll do two in one. Go to sleep early, wake up early, but also plan what you're going to do the next day, so you know what you're expecting to achieve on the next day, because each day that we're given is a bonus, so use it wisely. So set a routine, follow it, and move forward with that. Let's go on to the next one. So obviously you said about going for walks. It also helps clear the mind, but also is good in keeping just a good awareness of fitness. And that's pretty much it. I think a lot of what I had, I think you already covered. But so set a routine. Again, the walks you've mentioned, eat healthily. You've also mentioned about cutting down alcohol. But if I was to go further on that one, though, is just stuff in moderation is important. So yes, by all means, if you want to have a takeaway once in a while, by all means, if you want to have a glass of wine, but in moderation. Too much of a good thing is a bad thing. So that's pretty much what I've got. I think you've covered pretty much everything else I had here.
That's fine. Some of the things I'll be mentioning on how to maintain wellness. Again, I've mentioned it up there when we talked about maintaining mental health, because the crossover, like you said, it works hand in hand. But here, just for the sake of emphasis, is that how do you maintain wellness? It's learn to manage your stress. Felix, you talked about it. Manage your stress, anxiety, and frustrations. We never talked about this. Drink lots of water to stay hydrated. Lots of water is good for you. We mentioned nutrition in the healthy mind, but here again, I want to emphasize the point: build your food around healthy choices. It's not everything we eat that is healthy. So build your food around healthy choices. Again, you talked about sleep. Get adequate sleep. We need to sleep good, because I found that when I don't sleep good, the next day, my energy is depleted. It's not a very interesting day. So get adequate sleep. I don't think we mentioned something here about tobacco intake and all that stuff. Again, the researchers say that it affects the way your mind functions and all that. So if you are the type of person who likes that, do something about that. So I think those are the points on maintaining a healthy mind and wellness. This is, like I said before, a very, very, very important topic. Listeners, take care of your mind, take care of your health. Because, when you read and you study people who have done amazing things in this life, in fact, everything that we use, the computers, the things we sit on, the way we decorate our homes, and all the engineering feats and all the great things we see came out of somebody's mind. Remember that. Everything that you and I enjoy, the things we wear, the shoes we put on, came out of somebody's mind. That tells you how important. Look, we fly in planes. That came out of somebody's mind. Telling you that the mind is very, very, very powerful. If you don't take care of it, if you don't watch over what you put in your mind and how you nourish your mind, what you feed it, you'll not be able to do much in this life you have. And you only got this life, you know what I mean? And you've got a limited amount of time. Use your mind, feed it well, maintain wellness so that you are energized to do amazing things. So listeners, once again, thank you very, very much for listening to Explore the Heights, where you are energized to be more, to do more, and to give more. If you like this podcast, as we always say, please share it, like it, and leave a comment. More importantly, I always say that if I have a good thing, and if I experience something good, I want my friends to know. I want my family to know. I want people within my center of influence get to benefit. So please, kindly share this podcast, because like I said, it's important. Thank you once again, and bye for now.